today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sterling K. Brown. I will now do my impression of Sterling K. Brown.
Good.
From This Is Us, all right?
I'm going to the store to get some cough drops.
I'm Turk.
I'm Keiko's.
Keiko's a good girl. I'm Turk.
I'm Keiko's.
This is my Keiko.
Hi, Turk.
Oh, Keiko. Little Keiko.
Mickey, you sound good, though. You sound good. Do you, by the way, do you get free coffee now that you're working as a barista?
You're damn right I do. One of the great perks, if you will.
Now he's funny.
Baby!
Perks. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shama, Lama, Ding, Dong. Happy Friday, everybody.
Did you say that again like Scott Shannon? I think it might be better.
Shama, Lama, Ding, Dong.
I like
it. Or what my kid likes. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang,
yeah.
Walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everybody doing today? Everybody doing okay?
Good morning.
Can anyone guess my favorite new television show?
Oh my God. Mayans
MC.
I'll give you five.
No, Mayans MC is up there, but I've also, since we interviewed the pretty lady, I've drifted off and I haven't been diligent in watching that show. This is a program that I watched to see what could have been if I tried really hard. My first hint.
Is it a current show or a show you're revisiting?
I believe, Rob Spiewak, it is a current show. Yes.
Okay, with new episodes. Is it a network show or one that you find on, say, a demand platform?
It is not demand platform, but to go major network. Well, I guess technically it would be a major network. Thank you.
Okay, so I bet it's a cable show.
Yes.
Aha.
Ding.
Ding, we're
ding,
getting
ding.
There.
And, ding, ding, ding.
And while we get there, Mike, have you ever actually played him the real version of it?
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch
good for Halloween.
Great for Halloween.
It's got a witch doctor.
Yes, David Seville's first hit.
Simpler time.
Yes.
Simpler time back in the day. You know, for those of you that might be thinking we are smack dab in the middle of an idiocracy right now, you can go back and listen to this pop culture. You know, we've always been silly.
When he makes the voice go up real high, he plays that tape fast.
What year is that from?
That's 1958.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, why have I never heard that before?
Well, also,
this is even before, you know, you would think everything goes around, comes around. We've been dumb for a long time in America.
Yeah, but
not at this level where advertising agencies go, can we use the word melty? they don't understand that the cheese will melt on the burger unless we say melty. And then, you know, all you have to do is look at a Burger King where they cast two dumb guys.
Yeah.
Right?
On purpose.
With the hats on. On purpose, the dumbest guys they can get. That's the way it goes.
You know who loves the song Witch Doctor is Squee.
Squee likes it?
Loves it.
Absolutely.
Plays
absolutely.
It over and
Tobin
over again.
Likes it too.
Yeah.
Tobin doesn't like it as much as Squee.
Squee loves it.
What is the show?
I'll give you three or maybe even four more questions.
All right. The topic of the show is the media, yes? Of some sort?
No.
No, no.
Is it animated?
No. Mm. Never. And I don't, and here's a little tell. I don't mind revealing this right now. I don't mind letting everyone know. I'm not a big connoisseur of animated. I'm not. Because when you audition for things and you don't get them,
bitter,
then you just get bitter.
Yeah,
you know. And I would have loved to have my voice on 1,000 of those shows, but since I didn't, I don't watch them, and they bore me.
Okay,
they bore me to no end.
Would
so
you call
when you're recommending that one that everybody wants me to watch, which I forgot now anyway, but
The Simpsons,
you know, Family Guy. No, not The Simpsons.
Flintstones.
You get some people in this studio have watched every episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah,
forever.
Well, it's a cultural
classic.
There's
no crime in that.
No, not at all. Didn't say there was.
Now, would you classify this show, this mystery show, would you classify it as a comedy?
No. Unless you're, there's another hint, unless you're really cruel.
Mm. Ah, Oscar, crack this one open, buddy.
God, it's a new show to you, but is it?
I don't think it's a new show in general. I think it's been around for a long time.
That's where you're killing us. Okay, how many years? At least five?
I have no earthly idea. It's a reality show.
Is it The Making of a Killer?
No, it is not The Making of a Killer.
Mm.
Does it have to do with a serial killer?
No. If you consider obesity to be a serial
killer. My 600-pound life!
There it is.
Yeah! Rob Stewart. Yeah.
Thank you.
The good news is, Mike, my episode is coming up in February.
It's very, very exciting. It's brand new.
To you.
And to me.
Yeah.
Here it is. I didn't get motivated by watching The Biggest Loser.
No.
Because The Biggest Loser was too much crap. It was too much of all the bells and the whistles. My 600-pound life, you see the worst, potentially the worst you could ever see, and you see all the tells. And when I see the people not being rewarded and not being pushed and not crying for their little vignette, which is The Biggest Loser, you just follow them and you see the consistencies through all this behavior, and you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mostly ugly.
Yes.
And you see the real sad when a guy doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 months is done now, and it's all right here, and I know I'm at the end of it.
So it's not done. It's just ending.
But I mean, it's over, and it's right here. So bear with me. I'm sorry.
He's pointing to his throat.
The
thing that I hate about The Biggest Loser is that I never trusted that scale. That scale looked too, like, I don't trust slot machines that have video outputs. I want to see something mechanical and real. I think they fudge the numbers.
Here's the thing. With The Biggest Loser, I always thought they played with people. Where The Biggest Loser lost me, where it was a competition. The Biggest Loser, the 600-pound life is, all the BS is cut out of it. They tell these people right here, you do this, you're going to die. Mm. And then there's no gray area. And they all bring him to this doctor who is horrible to understand with my hearing, where he's like,
well, welcome back to Doll. How are you? Nice to see you. Nice to see you. I see you. You're 687 pounds. You're going to want the surgery. You're going to have to lose that. That's the way it's going to be.
And then the people are like, well, doctor, I really am committed. I really want to commit. And then they go home and they make macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, they're committed to cheesecake. That's their commitment.
No, they don't all do that. They lose amazing amounts of weight.
Yeah.
And then, the one guy the other night, unfortunately, it was sad, and there's nothing happy about this, but he was addicted to painkillers, and he was over almost 800 pounds.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the amount of painkillers?
He's not going to survive this, and he didn't.
You know, because medicine is determined by the effectiveness on your weight. He would have to take an amazing amount of painkillers to feel anything.
And that's the thing, and he had surgery to remove one of his fat sacks, and unfortunately, he didn't make it. And it's also amazing when you see these people transform themselves after years and years and years. But the enablers that are around them, the personality traits, which are amazingly similar, and a lot of them are wine, wine, wine. Mm-hmm. And then when they punch through that, it's gratifying. It really is.
Not when they have to be cut out of their house and put on a flatbed.
Exactly.
That's horrible. And the work that's involved, the money that's involved, the hospitalizations that's involved. But I find it beneficial simply because you see success stories.
Yes.
So there's redemption and there's tragedy.
The show is not about redemption and success. It's about
exploiting
freak
heavy people.
Factor.
Yeah, you're probably right. I said that to my wife the other night. I said it's probably, just pure exploitation.
Yeah,
but at
Barnum.
The same time, I enjoy seeing
meanwhile,
people
like,
when they're successful
you,
enough.
And you're on that program.
Yeah, it's we'd have to if we really tried hard, it would take us maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get on that program.
What about you and Rob together? Would you be cast?
Oh my God! And could we fool them and say that we're conjoined twins?
Yeah, that would be hysterical. That would be hysterical. No, Rob and I, to be perfectly honest with you, Rob and I look like the parents.
Yeah,
Rob
exactly.
And I look like the parents.
Oh,
the parents that are always like, and the parents that are, now I'm getting cruel.
Don't be cruel.
I don't want to be. I'm not fat shaming any of the 600 pound people because I'm fat. But the parents are inevitably always like, I'll be one of the parents, and they always have this kind of, I don't know, we just got out of hand, and that's what it is. And then you see, you know, them going out to the store and buying Cheetos. You know, yeah. It's like, this is not, these are, there are a lot of factors involved in somebody getting that big.
He was always a good boy, and right. We didn't want to deny him, and it just, it went off.
I hate to see him unhappy, and I hate really to, yeah,
it went off the rails. I don't think that it's anything that can't be undone.
On This Is Us. This season, I know both of you have probably stopped watching This Is Us, right?
But no,
I don't watch This Is Us.
I'm angry at This Is Us.
Okay, I'm watching it. I'm watching it
because
I feel
I
like
too.
It's the last season.
I have to catch up on Better Call Saul because the big buzz online the other day was the finale of Better Call Saul, which was supposed to be very special. So I've got to watch that now, too.
What happened is Saul is now 600 pounds.
He can't fit in the courtroom.
He can't get out of the courtroom. He actually ate in the courtroom.
Wowsy, woo-woo. Wowsy, woo. What were you going to say about This Is Us?
Because I'm watching, too.
That Chrissy Metz, her character, what's her character's name?
You know what? I should know that. We Penny. All should know that. I think it is Penny.
Penny Lane. Penny Lane.
Remember Penny from 600 Pound Life? That was enough. I think Penny no longer with us. I'm not sure. That's
Penny.
And now we call her Nickel.
Mandy Moore has a flashback in the show's all built around flashbacks.
Yeah, it's very,
so they have a flashback and spoiler alert, the husband died in a fire.
Yeah.
And
they're still on that?
Well, they go back because they're watching them evolve into the, or at least Chrissy.
Oh, God.
Into the 600 pound life. Show.
They did that. They're on their second full season of dealing with that crap with the father with the mouth who was so cute with all the
kids. But the daughter gained 20 pounds in like 2 months because her dad passed away.
Right.
And she's sitting on the couch with hot Mandy Moore. That's they ugly up just because of the show. She's a mom. And the daughter, and I laughed when I saw the scene, and I'm heartless, and I know I'm going to hell.
Yes.
But the scene is the daughter, like, Mom, I gained 20 pounds in the last 2 months. And she's got like a bag of Doritos in her hand. Mm. And then Mandy Moore says, it's okay, honey. It's been a tough few months. And then they both start eating Doritos.
Yeah.
Or cookies. Okay. Or whatever junk food it is.
I get the way that but works. I mean, that's it.
The thing about
I said, how about putting Doritos down going for a run?
This Is Us has gone from
I gained 20 pounds because my dad was still in the house. Just kidding.
Us went from the greatest television pilot I've ever seen to the beginning of season three to something that I just shake my head ruefully.
Right.
Because now they're doing scenes like Randall's father, the older black man. He now just shows up every now and then.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, he's dead, but he shows up. They did a scene this week where the
best show for actors that die.
I haven't brought out my Randall impression. I'm not sure.
Oh, you have one?
We need to find the name of the actor before I do the impression. Once you find the name of the actor, I will do my impression.
They had a scene this week, Mike, where modern-day Chrissy Metz talked to teenage Chrissy Metz, talked to little girl Chrissy Metz with the dead father in the room. And the one scene that was not explored that should have been, the one plot arc I want to see this season is that Chrissy Metz is getting in vitro fertilization. And at one point, the doctor turned to Toby and said, we're going to need a sample. And they
it's
didn't
funny
go anywhere
how you
with that.
You don't know the name of the woman's character. You know her real actress name.
Yes.
But then you call the other guy whose name you don't know the actor's name.
No, Chris Sullivan is his name.
Oh, it's Chris Sullivan, so you know him better.
Well,
yes.
Mike, you have to know him when you are essentially his shadow.
Okay, all right. Very
Sterling K. Brown.
Yes.
Sterling K. Brown. I will now do my impression of Sterling K. Brown.
Good.
From This Is Us, all right?
I'm going to the store to get some cough drops.
Face.
I'm very happy. What would you like for breakfast this morning?
I mean, I've never seen a scene chewer in my life like that guy. Everything is like, I am an actor. Oh, I got so burned out on that show.
Hey, it's Sterling, I have a question.
Now it's like, oh my God.
I have a question for Sterling K. Brown.
Yes, Rob.
Hey, Sterl. Did you watch last night's episode of 600 Pound Life?
I did. Sad. Very sad. Very, very, very sad. I just wish they'd stop giving those people food. Don't you wish that my dad was still here?
God. Your birth father or your adopted father?
My birth father. Well, my adopted father and my birth father. I lost both of them. They're both gone. I'm sorry. I'm going back to work.
Unbelievable. That is just.
Well,
God,
now he's Mr. Show. Mom, if yeah. I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he's going to run. Oh,
he lost his job because he was too intense?
No, he's going to run for office now.
Oh, political office? Oh,
yeah, because God. He's going to save that rec center. This show sucks.
This show totally sucks. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
The rec center would change all the light bulbs?
Yeah, well, Sterling, he'll tell you if you ask him that he had to change all the streetlights himself. Ask him.
I got one thing to say to This Is Us.
Goodbye, duties.
There we go. Thank you very much. Start this show, Rob. We're set to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka.
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka.
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make.
Wonka.
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I can take a joke, but this has gone too far.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
He's singing.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing.
Flowing.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane
Wilder at his best.
Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing.
That's it.
Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Does it go far enough?
Quite right, sir. Stop the boat.
We're there.
Where?
Here. A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
All ashore.
Get me off this crate.
Now, why don't they show stuff like that on TV?
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Phlegm Center in our nation's capital, the Podcast Village Studios in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's right there. Hey, I never have this problem
it's
anymore.
It's Oscar, Rob, and Gurgles.
The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm feeling so much better, though. It's been a long haul.
It has.
TMOS to our friends is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you. There's nothing I can do about this. We got a weekly mailbag, Wide Open Wednesday. We'll try to get it right. Been a week, that's for sure. We love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. We told you it was going to happen, and it did. The Fed just raised their rates, and there are already rumors of another rate hike in December. Interest rates are at a 7-year high, but it's still a perfect time for you to refinance because with consumer credit also at an all-time high, you can use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans,
yes.
Take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit since the tax implications have changed. When it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense with your specific situation and options. They're great people over there. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Right now, they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Yay!
Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Mark Livingstone, Mr. Livingstone in the closet with the candlestick. Tell Mark Livingstone we said hello. Cornerstone yes. First Hola. Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. All week long, We have been trying to get to this major, major news bulletin on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's not the fact that we have new partnerships with Target and Walmart and Macy's. It is not that. And by the way, continue to shop. Thank you, Trip, for shopping and buying online from our new holiday store. And it's working
great.
The Holy
Trinity.
By middle next week, we'll get it all the bugs worked out, and it'll be flying. And please do your holiday shopping there. It's delightful. Let me, if I didn't mention to you earlier this week, we now have new affiliate partnerships with Target, Walmart.com, and Macy's.com. Mm. That's it. And everything on the app now, everything working.
It works.
Everything
the Devil's Triangle.
Did we finally get it?
Devil's Triangle is a drinking game.
Has been worked out.
Yes.
I'm very happy about that. That's not the big story. The big story that was a throwaway, I believe, on Monday's show is when Oscar Santana came into the studio and informed us that he had had an anniversary that he had missed. He had forgotten his first wedding anniversary. There it is.
I have to get it. They travel in a set. I'm sorry.
That was perfect. I don't know where to begin with this. I know that you you tweak it up for the show. You've talked about that even on the show. But
I'm a monster 70% of the time.
This is weird. You dance to your own drummer.
Mike, I make the rules.
You dance to you
I make the rules.
You make your own rules for this show and everything else.
I knew that,
almost 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I know nothing changes him. Nothing at all.
No.
But anyway, that's okay. Let me just say that the
that's what makes him so lovable.
Sure.
It's my performance overall, Mike, that lets me dance to my own drummer.
I certainly have to accept that.
Yes.
You came in Monday and said you missed your first wedding anniversary, and I know that it's a cliche that men miss their wedding anniversary, but the first one, you really should commemorate that wonderful weekend where you had the where you rented out the Elks Lodge and you had the family come upstairs it was the yoga studio. I remember it.
Yeah,
I remember it was the yoga studio wedding.
I remember because I paid for it. Yeah, so I remember clearly.
Now it's he is already getting defensive.
Well,
about
his heels
this
are in deep.
I know. So tell us your tale. I don't know the circumstances. Okay. I just said stop when you said that on Monday.
Roughly,
we will deal with that.
Roughly
on the show.
A year ago, my wife and I got married.
Well, almost exactly a year ago, it turns out.
Well, roughly, depending on the Mayan calendar. And I said to Shannon a few weeks ago. As I bought her a nice gift, I said, hey, I know.
Give him a little more volume for me, at least, or maybe.
Our anniversary's going, coming up. I got her a nice bag, a nice gift. I said, I know this is a little extravagant. We've been working extremely hard at Podcast Village, and you've been really helping out.
So let me just interrupt for a second and say that you purchased her a gift in advance of the anniversary. A
couple weeks ago.
Was the anniversary word tagged to the gift?
I said, I know our anniversary's coming
up. Okay, so that's good. That's
sometime soon.
That's a good
That's a
plus.
Giant step forward. I can't attack that.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Sunday comes around, which was the date of our anniversary. I think it's roughly the 7th. Her and I have been working at Podcast Village.
Well, you think it's the 7th or you know it's the 7th?
Who really knows, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a very important piece of paper.
It would be she and I, too.
Facebook reminded me that something was up.
You know the rule for that? You would not say, her has been working at Podcast Village. She has been working at Podcast Village.
Yes.
So when you add that to you, you say, I have been working at Podcast Village. You don't say, me has been. If the worst,
he
of
might.
Course, of all, would be her and me has been
thank
working.
You for that lesson. Can I continue my story now?
Yes, go right ahead.
I appreciate that. Thank
always
you very much.
Always here to help.
Thank you. So.
I appreciated it.
We're here.
Thank you.
Working because we are taking on more space at Podcast Village, which means with our skeleton crew of a startup, everybody works. And as I told Shannon before we got married, if daddy's working, you're working.
By the way, programming note that I will throw in here, there will be a political persuasions. We are taping that today, this afternoon, because of the technical issues we had yesterday. We were not able to tape. Mm-hmm. We are taping today, so that show will be hitting over the weekend. And thank
Raise
God.
Raise your hand if you texted Mr. Freights this morning to confirm connectivity was perfect.
Yes, I thank you, and I've exchanged emails with him.
Yes.
And thank God for that, because if we had taped it yesterday morning, we wouldn't have seen the Kanye thing.
No.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Right.
Thank you.
So true.
I think the show should move to Fridays, but that's my opinion, maybe not your guys, depending on your schedule. Let me say that my wife is fantastic. She is sweet, but she is also 100% committed to me. And she showed that to me.
How sad that is.
Do you feel the room just getting foggy? I'm having a hard time following this train of thought.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving what he wants to give.
I suppose.
We can't control the narrative here. I mean, we can't.
Narrative? What are you talking about? The narrative would have been like, my wedding is perfect.
No.
The narrative would be you coming in and apologizing for your oversight of forgetting
because I've been down this road all week as it's been the trail of tears here and there.
Okay, mixed metaphors. Okay.
Well, let's get back to the day comes. What is technically the anniversary? Is it Saturday?
It was Sunday.
It's supposed to be Sunday morning. You're supposed to wake up, look her in the eye, say, honey, it's been a year. You forget. You forget completely.
Well,
How did you find out it was your anniversary?
Reminded two ways. One, there was a cake inside the fridge that I did not know where it came from. I said, what's that old cake in the fridge? Something along those lines.
Oh, is it the top tier of your wedding cake, right?
Up to the cake being in your fridge?
Found it sometime in the morning before we came back up to work. I remember that.
On Sunday.
And it was the top probably of your wedding cake.
Who knew that was a tradition? No. I thought it was an old cake.
It's a tradition.
I'm a cheesecake guy. I just knew that wasn't for me.
Yeah. When did you see the cake?
Mid-morning.
And had anything been said prior to that?
I mentioned the cake, and then she showed up with a little apple bag and presented me an Apple Watch. And I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to get you next year because we need to get back up to 2300 Wisconsin Avenue. The contractors are arriving.
So it's not even something you're going to fix this anniversary. You're going to go and just roll it over to the second
I'm going to get you next year. And I said, in that watch.
Was she crestfallen when you did this?
That wasn't that big a deal because we wake up. It's like a Monday morning. We're racing around the house, getting the dog ready, getting everybody ready to get up to meet the contractors who are working on Sundays. Because my people, when you pay them under the table, you got to meet them on Sundays. That's all it is.
Right. All right. I understand. So, I understand. Right.
They pay their taxes up to them. So I said,
and to which government?
I said, yeah, El Salvador. So I said, Peach, you know, I don't wear my Apple Watch that I have now. I have a couple other watches, just leave it in the bag. I'll throw it back to Apple. It'll go back on your card. No
Hold
worries.
On.
Don't need.
So
don't
not
need-
only, all right, let me, if you're keeping track here, okay. If you're keeping track of all of this, he forgets the anniversary in totality.
Right, ding.
When he finds out that he's forgotten the anniversary, he says, he'll get you next year. That's blowing off an entire year.
Yeah.
She gets the cake and the gift. He tells her he doesn't like the gift. You are really, this is painting quite a monster.
I didn't say she didn't like the gift.
I said you didn't like the gift.
I didn't say I didn't like the gift. I said that's probably not something that's going to be used.
All right, well, you were dismissive.
It was a sweeter way of saying that.
If someone gives you a gift and you say, oh, a shirt, I'll never wear it, that's not liking the gift, Oscar.
Yeah.
Mike, let me add this.
All right.
This will fix it.
I bought her a bag a couple weeks ago. And
referencing that is okay with me because that does indicate
and a matching wallet. She exchanged the matching wallet the day after I got her that gift.
Okay.
And she came in, she goes, I don't know if I really like the wallet, but I got this instead. I said, no big deal. Moved on with my life.
The exchange, I think we can all, we've been in relationships, all of us, all three of us, long enough to know that if you exchange things, you know, that's cool.
It's truly an issue of the thought that counts.
I was
Rob's wife has done what Rob's wife used to do it when he gave her gifts.
Well, you see now, here, you know what? Let me say this just as an opposite counterpoint. Today is my 22nd anniversary.
It is.
Today is
22 years today. And the first thing I did when I woke up was I texted Carrie wouldn't be up for 3 more hours, but I texted her. That's the truth. I texted her. I said, happy anniversary. And about 3 hours later, she texted back, I love you. And you know what? I will bring her flowers tonight and a card and the whole
thing. I'm glad
to hear
that.
But you see, it should be, after 22 years.
It didn't say, I love you, say hi to Mike and Oscar for me?
She said she loves you too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was, even after 22 years. Even after 22 years, Oscar.
Yes.
All right.
It must be a priority.
Okay, but this is
day of must be
I'm
a priority.
I'm kind of in the clear at this point, right? And she gets this back and forth. She's not really, just looks a little annoyed, but we're running out of the house to go and work.
Okay.
Now, Tuesday night, we have Big O and Dukes. I don't get home till 12:30 in the morning on Tuesday night because we are one car family, and now I Uber or take a Lyft everywhere. Nobody likes picking anybody up from Fairfax and bring you to DC. I'm learning that the hard way.
We're a one car family down here.
So you understand that sometimes you have options, sometimes you
don't like it.
Right?
It's not justifiable to have two cars down here, but Jesus,
for me,
no, it's just like when she's got it now, you know, she's going somewhere and I'm going somewhere. It's problematic.
Okay. Yeah, you got to plan
work,
it.
You work around it, but I wish I hit that. I'm playing that Mega Millions, and that's going to change everything.
We all got to play the Mega Millions.
That's going to change everything. That is going to change everything.
Arrive at home. Waterworks. 12th, she goes, we need to talk about our anniversary. And I said, Peach, I just got home from three jobs. I have four jobs.
This is Tuesday night.
It's 12:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So 3 days from the anniversary.
Yes. Waterworks at the top of the stairs. I said, can we save the tears till tomorrow? I'm going to derail. So.
Boy, you are not me. That is for sure.
What do you mean?
I can't do that. Maybe that's my, it could be my source of stress. It could be my tell. It could be what makes me a nice guy. But I will tell you this, that
you've been married three times.
But I can't go to bed if I know there's something that unsettled, unless it's fighting, and she's shut the door, and I know she's not going to be talking to me. If it's done and done and locked it. But normally I like, let's just fix this.
Yeah,
but you're perfectly content saying enough of that. I'm going to bed. We'll talk in the morning.
She's telling me that it's always work from the top of the stairs, the thin, skinny stairs.
Right.
I said, Shannon, the reason why there's work is the reason we live in this little home. That's what we got. That's all I got. While you're napping and watching This Is Us, I'm working.
Let's take a break. We have to take a break because there's more to come. As Beauty and the Beast continues, poor Shannon, that poor thing.
We're still in love.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm glad. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Just in time for the holidays, there's now a new way for you to shop for your favorite items and support the Mike O'Mara Show at the same time. Introducing the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Instead of one online marketplace, there's now three great retailers to shop through. Target, Macy's, and Walmart. Click the banners from the three stores at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com and get shopping today. Your purchases help support the mission of the Mike O'Mara Show, providing laughter to those that get it, like you. The TMOS Holiday Shopping Center, another great way for you to help keep that funny train chugging along.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp. We love Alex
Pope. Yay, Alex Pope.
The former MMA fighter and all-around bon vivant, Alex Papp loves TMOS. He told us so, and if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Wouldn't you, my Northern California friends, like to make Alex Papp smile?
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
And you know what? When you smile, he smiles. And when he smiles, you smile. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone. His relationships and the way he works with everybody makes him special. 916 916- 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Find your next home today. Alexander is licensed in the entire state. He focuses exclusively on Northern California, Wheatland, Rockland, Auburn, Sacramento, everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today at 916-276-2129. Here's that special number.
Yes,
BRE number 019-86031, Prado Real Estate. Buy a home and get a fruitcake.
You know what? You talk about him making an aggressive offer. He learned all about that aggression when he was an MMA fighter.
Hey, we missed the, who won the Giants-Eagles game last night? I went to bed early.
Oh, anybody the know? Eagles anybody? Won.
Yeah. Who? Shocker. Yeah. Great season, Eli. Another one for the books. Yay. Yeah. Get the running back. You don't need a quarterback, Giants. Duh. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. We'll have Nikki Diamond coming up in the next break to talk football, ladies and gentlemen.
Foosball.
So get Nikki ready because we got to get all the Merle and the Carey and the Diamond pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
So
we'll have that coming up. Yeah. Nice. So back to your monstrous behavior.
No, the loving husband I am.
Oh, she's crying at the top of the stairs. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Sounds like a horror movie.
We left Shannon at the top of the stairs tearing up. We had a brief discussion. Next morning, everything seems to be kind of made up because I say to her, look, we'll do the clapping push-ups on top of you. Next time, we'll go somewhere special. We'll do all these wonderful things.
Is that a
right?
sex reference that he just made?
I believe it is missionary-styled sex, Mike.
Oh, my God, the clapping push-ups.
So we say...
I'd avoid the phrase clap at all costs.
Well, because you gotta go up and then clap and then go back down, yes. Right?
What's she, a DJ in the 80s?
Hey, man.
Hey, guess what, guys? Hey, I have gonorrhea.
Congratulations. Work with a DJ. Came in and was bragging that he had gonorrhea. Like came in with a twinkle in his eye.
Will you not sully my love story with gonorrhea?
I'm not so sure it can be sullied any more than it already is.
Forget the anniversary.
Sunday night, as we were driving home from work at 10:30, I'm taking you back in time like This Is Us. Mm-hmm. On Sunday night, we're in the car and my sister-in-law and my brother, who are loving, call us. And since we're a one-car family, we answer together. And
on the speaker.
I hate nothing more than talking to family members on a family call every time I talk to them. But when you have one car, that's what ends up happening.
I understand. I don't like it either. I like private phone calls. That's what I like.
And they're pumped. They said, sorry, we didn't call earlier. We didn't have a signal. We're in Turks and Caicos. Happy anniversary. Woo!
How are they liking Turks and Caicos?
Oh, I've never seen bluer water in my life.
Oh, wow.
Are they still on in the mornings?
So
I'm Turk.
I'm Caicos.
Caicos a good girl. I'm Turk.
I'm Caicos.
This is my Caico.
Hi, Turk.
Ooh. Oh, Caico, little Caico.
How are you celebrating? They say, and we're exhausted. And we said we're just working at the new place and setting that up.
Keiko made her famous mincemeat pie that she brought in today. Turk loves that. That's
only one
Turk.
Piece for you, Turk.
Thanks, Keiko.
I say, we're gonna celebrate next year. And
Rob and I are kind of doing our own show.
Yeah,
right
just
now.
Like
sorry
you guys always
that.
Do when you ask me to tell a story.
No,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah,
please,
it's fine.
Turk and Keiko.
What happened next?
Tell him, Keiko. Ask him. I had the same question.
I feel for her. Don't you think that she's the one that really needs the sympathy in this story, Turk?
That's for sure, Keiko. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That's it.
What you
do
guys
anymore.
Don't, and really nobody understands, is that my brother and my sister are probably the kindest older brother and sisters I know as far as family dynamics are concerned.
They sound incredibly
They're
generous.
Very sweet. They realize something's off. My brother calls me privately roughly 30 minutes later, and he goes, is Shannon around? I'm like, no. She's upstairs. And he goes, hey, Lauren and I just got done with dinner. We looked at flights. I can tell something's wrong. What's up? I said, why would you look at flights? He goes, you forgot the anniversary, right? And I'm like, no, I didn't. I guess I kind of forgot, but we're working, man. We can't all. I made the wrong decisions in life, and I didn't go to med school, so we can't go for a week to Turks and Caicos whenever we want, right? I didn't lay it on him like that, but I was like, that's not feasible.
Yeah.
He said, but Lauren, he goes, Lauren and I, we're here till rough like Saturday, Sunday. We've got a huge place. Our son is, our extended family in Westchester, New York, wherever.
Right.
Greenwich, Connecticut, are taking care of my nephew. So it's just, parents, adults. Come
just
on.
Just the grown-ups?
Just the Grown-Ups, we found flights from Maryland, BWI. Why don't you guys fly down tomorrow? You can celebrate your anniversary. We can all hang out. And I said, that is one of the most generous things out of all the generous things you guys have done for us.
Right.
Can't swing it. Too busy a schedule. Yeah. We'll do it next time. Short notice. Okay. I can't leave work.
Were you surprised by this come out of nowhere?
I think he could tell.
God, they are rich, man. If they're like, hey, how about a plane go down to the Caribbean? That's pretty.
Not a private plane, but it's a big deal, right?
No, but I mean, it's like, sure. That's just not, you know, even the some of the 1%, you plan a trip like that. You know what I mean?
They're so rich, Mike, they can't wait to get out of Greenwich, Connecticut.
They're doctors, though. They have to plan, too, right?
No, this was their planned vacation. Nobody gets sick. This was their planned vacation.
They're just asking you to join them.
They called us to wish us happy anniversary, realized it was Mopey 1, Mopey 2, and Santos in the back.
Oh, decided that they'd help you out by saying, hey, hop on a plane, come down last minute.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay.
My brother calls me because he's my older brother. He's very generous. And he knows that I had a misstep, and I am not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, man, I'd love to do that, but there's a lot of responsibility here, and there's so much going on.
Yeah, and it's a nice offer, but to me, and they're smart people, too. And I know that was the offer was, I'm telling you, it probably was legit, but when the offer was made, sometimes you make those offers knowing.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
He gave me ETAs of when the flights were going out.
Oh, so they really wanted you to come down.
Yes. Okay. Super excited.
Right.
I don't tell Shannon this, that I give a big pass to the turquoise water of Turks and Caicos.
Hey, man.
Right.
On Wednesday morning or sometime on Wednesday, I remember being in the car. They called us on FaceTime just to say hello, see how the week's going. I talk to my brother and sister all the time.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, and like they're showing us the water, having fun. And my sister-in-law, God bless her, pops in her head. She's like, I really wish you guys could have made it down. It's so beautiful. We have to come do this some other time.
Oh, no. But I thought you were getting a family call on Sunday night.
But the offer came on a second call.
On a private call. So she gives it up that you had been offered
Because I was being reminded that it was my mom's birthday on Wednesday from my brother and my sister-in-law.
Which you also forgot?
And I forgot. Called my mom in time, though. Okay. So I said, oh my God, we got to call mom. Got off the phone.
Right.
My girl is sweet to my mom. My mom talks to her in Spanish for 20 minutes, and she pretends to understand, and then we all... Right.
But she knows already that you were offered the trip.
I tried to pivot out of the conversation, and she goes, what do they mean by Turks and Caicos? And at this point, there's no need to lie. I've already misstepped once or twice. I said, remember when I said I'd get you next time? Well, Jose called me afterwards. He could tell that we weren't like really pumped for what should be our first wedding anniversary and something was up and we've been busy, we've been working, which is our choice. No one has a gun to our head. Our choice to do this. He invited us to come down, join them at the beautiful suite they have, the resort. I said we couldn't swing it because we have too much responsibility here. I didn't tell you about it because I didn't want to feel more guilty than I kind of do already. So I said no without even talking to you. And she said they wanted to take us down to the beach for a week for free. And I said, yes, but we would have to leave work responsibilities. And tears start coming down her face again. And I said,
oh, dear,
I'll get you next year. I'll get you next year. We're going to have a great time next year. It's a podcast village. It's going to be gangbusters. Everyone's going to be happy.
What about the Mike O'Mara show? Is that going to be gangbusters?
Mike, this is about me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right.
Everything's going to be great. We're not going to be fighting about Target or Walmart or Macy's or any of these other things. And she looked at me. She says, I don't care about the trips. I don't care about anything else. It's like, but why wouldn't you tell me? Like, I was lying to her. I went to a strip club. I said,
a lie of omission.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't go to a strip club. I didn't get a bunch of lap dances and then say, we can't go on a trip. I've been working this entire time.
Yes.
So where do we stand now?
Do you stand now? That's what I was going
to say.
Hey, Oscar, where do you stand now?
I said, Shannon, remember that time you came home from your analyst job with the government and you said you were miserable? And I said, if you could do anything you wanted in life, what could it be? And I was begging for you to say nurse, anesthesiologist, kinesiology, dentist, accountant, and you said yoga instructor. And I said, you know what, Peach? I'm going to work harder than I've ever worked to let you do what you want. And even though you picked a field that brought nothing to the table with commas and zeros, I'm going to take care of you.
Right?
I'm asking you to take care of me now.
You're telling her to get a real job.
No, I'm asking her just to deal with what we have or reality.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that then you're not asking her to get a real job. That's okay.
That would be nice as well. But no,
You're asking her to cut you a slack, Bert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I understand that. I understand.
So
yes.
Next Oscar,
year, clapping push-ups, a trip, romance,
right?
Love, understanding. Yep.
Got it.
And by the way,
it's all coming up in 51 weeks.
Remember that.
I'll give you the day off.
Remember the bag I got you. I said, remember that bag.
Right.
Pretty extravagant.
Next year, go to a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take her for you
and
know, a few days.
I would say in my
not
eyes.
Not a full week, though.
I would say in my eyes.
No, you get a full week because I know what I'm doing, right? So, I mean, that's cool. I'm planning ahead. I'm doing it. It's important to
stoke
the fires.
I'm not a big vacation guy. But I know that she probably wants to do something. So
I know that. Here's what I know is that he forgot his anniversary.
Six Flags, baby.
He forgot his anniversary, and he's a victim.
I am the victim. I am speaking for all men out there that are put upon. Yeah. That are getting home, and God bless their lovely wives, or vice versa.
It is the weekend.
The women. There are women out there that are the breadwinners, and they've got to come home, and they're dealing with, yeah, and then all these orders, and they walk in, and their husband's up with their feet up playing PlayStation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
This weekend, you can make it right.
Oh,
my advice to you.
Stacked weekend. Furniture's being delivered. Got to make sure that's being done right.
I'm talking about you have to eat. Have a nice dinner and don't have a normal. Don't just wolf down a sub. Take her to some place. Doesn't have to be expensive.
You know,
where you?
You know what we had last night?
What do you have?
Z burger, subs, steak and cheese,
subs. Yeah. This time, find it at
a
some
place
point,
with a tablecloth.
Listen, when you have your moment, all right, because you have to recreate. You know, you have to occasionally. Just take the time to sit down with her. And even if it's in your home, even if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I don't have an oven, Mike.
All right, very good. I'm sorry. We have to break.
We got two hot plates.
I can't help it.
Maybe some sushi then.
Yeah.
My advice to you, do something nice this weekend. Something. It doesn't mean time. It's just something to show her. That's my advice to you. Do you concur, Mr. Spiewak?
He better do something before 51 weeks. Something.
All right.
Something out of the ordinary.
Like our next guest, ladies and gentlemen.
The mortgage hits on the 15th. Isn't that nice?
You'll be living in a dorm room with a bunch of college kids, and you'll be 49 years old. Nikki Diamond is our guest. When we come back to talk about the Giants losing again to Philadelphia and all the games this weekend, we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist anytime, anywhere, using your computer or the Talkspace mobile app. With Talkspace, anyone can get therapy, and God knows all of us need it.
Yes.
And for much less money than traditional therapy, you can start right now.
When?
What? With a licensed therapist that understands how you live your life today. No appointments, no leaving the office, and no judgments. You talk with the same therapist every time, and they'll always be there to listen, to help you make positive changes. Sometimes all you need is somebody to listen to you, and Talkspace is there for you. Check out Talkspace.com to read about Olympian Michael Phelps and how therapy helped him. It can help you, too. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS. And start feeling better today. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the man, the legend. I'm talking, of course, about Nicholas Diamond with the big week in the NFL from Pahrump, Nevada. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki is on with us right now. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Oh, rise and shine, Mikey. I'm doing well. How about you there at the old podcast town?
We truly we appreciate you getting up early, Nikki, out there in Pahrump, Nevada. I know it's super early out there, and once again, we didn't catch you Thursday, so my New York Giants lost again. You didn't have to. You probably would have said that anyway, right, Nikki? You would have told me that the Eagles were going to thump the Giants 34-13 last night.
I actually had that as my Merle with the exact score. Please put that into the records for our negotiations later on this year for my new contract thing.
This man is lying.
Did you do what you always do, Nikki? Did you mail it to yourself in a sealed envelope?
I'll do the jokes here, Russ. Relax, please.
Right. We're waiting for you to start.
That's very, very exciting. Nikki, how are things out in Pahrump, Nevada?
Oh, you know, it's the weather is starting to turn. I'm starting to break out my hoodies, getting ready for this chilly night here in Pahrump.
That's exciting, Nikki.
What about your jokes?
Yeah, unpack those.
Yeah, you take one shot at the third wheel there, and suddenly you're persona non grata. Okay.
It wasn't that sudden.
Oh, Nikki, you sound good, though. You sound good. By the way, do you get free coffee now that you're working as a barista?
You damn right I do. One of the great perks, if you will.
Now he's funny.
Hey. Baby.
Perks. Oh my God. Oh wow.
I have a quick question for Nikki, a selfish one.
Yeah. Oh, I was waiting for him to spill the beans.
Oh please.
And then get back to the grind.
Don't screw it up, Bermuda boy. It's all on you. You're back in cleanup.
Nikki, our local team, the Washington Redskins here, they are, it's Jekyll and Hyde, two different teams. You think that they're leading the division, which they are, but then they lose the latest game. Now
43-19 to the New Orleans Saints there, Oscar.
My question to you is this. Can the Skins actually continue with the division lead down the stretch? Because it doesn't seem like they can get a run together of three or four wins. It's two wins, one loss. That's the average.
Oscar, sometimes in life you want to believe something. You want to believe in someone. You think they've changed. They show you signs that maybe they're a better person. And then one day you just realize they've shown you who they are. This is who they are. They are nothing. You can't count on them.
Wow.
Move on. First place in division. Oh, in October? Who freaking cares? They are nothing. And Cam Newton will have his way with them this weekend. Forget about them. It's all about the Capitals. The Stanley Cup
champ. Way to go, Nikki. All right, Nikki, let's move on and let's get her on now. This is a big week in the NFL. Some really, really good games this weekend. Let's get right to it. I'm trying to think games that I'm going to be really, really interested in. You got the Redskins against the Panthers this weekend. And who are the Cowboys playing? Cowboys are playing the Jags. And other than that, you tell me, Nikki, what's looking good for you?
Well, I mean, the big game of the week is the Sunday night, the Chiefs at the Patriots. The 5-0 Chiefs versus the Patriots are always a contender. And I'm not going to predict that game, but I will say that this is a battle of the two best tight ends in the league, Gronk versus Kelce, and then we'll go first with this, my diamond pick of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Kelce will outdo Gronk. He may not win the game, but he'll have 100 yards and a touchdown. Travis
win the game.
Kelce will light him up. New England, home of the Red Sox.
Nikki, it sounds like you're kind of covering your butt there. You're predicting a big game for Robert, but you're saying that Kelce will have a big game, but maybe they won't win? How does that work?
It works exactly like that, Mike. It's putting your ass on the line.
Okay. All right. Did you claim authorship of the Merle would have been last night's game with the Eagles and the Giants, with the Giants getting shellacked? I guess that only leaves the sleeper of the week, our Carrie.
Carrie.
Well, I'll give two Merles because, I want to be, above board here.
Very good.
The Cleveland Browns are no longer the laughing stock of the league. They won. They beat Baltimore last week. This week, the Chargers come all the way to town from L.A. to Cleveland. And guess what, folks? The Browns, they can't win two in a row. They're still the friggin' Browns. It's an even game. The Chargers go into Cleveland. Phillip Rivers, they run the ball down their throats. The Chargers, it's a sure thing, baby.
Oh, wow. Very good. I'm confused as to whether we get the carry now or the diamond pick of the week. You
carry.
Tell me.
We're up to the carry. We're up to the carry.
We got the carry. What's the carry this week?
Go along, Mike. It's all
I understand.
It's just a podcast.
Nikki.
It's not real radio. Okay.
You're right. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Very good.
The sleeper is this guy is getting his first start of the year, but a little bit off the field trouble. But Jameis Winston will go into Atlanta in a shootout, and he will put up some big numbers. Give him 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Don't sleep on Jameis Winston. He's your carry, baby. Hey, and one more thing. Mike, throwing it out there. I'm getting ready for the Chiefs and the Rams on Monday Night Football, November 19th. That game is in Mexico City. I would like permission to go to Mexico and be the official Mexican correspondent for that game for the Mike O'Mara broadcast.
That will be a no, Nikki. We know the history. I am not, as I mentioned to you off air, we are not ponying up the money for you to travel to Mexico based on two things. The fact that we can't afford to send you to Mexico City and your history with Mexico. If you know what I mean, wink, wink, puff, puff, breathe, breathe, okay?
Look, I got a girl down there, Guadalupe. She's like my Mexican Merle.
Guadalupe. Yeah, have her pay for the flight. That's all right.
Hey, don't put pony and travel together. That's a bad press.
You're absolutely right.
Bringing back a lot of memories. Every press pass. They want their money back.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nikki. Did we get the? I'm totally confused.
We're clear. He gave everything that he's contractually obligated to give.
Nikki, you're not going to Mexico. Please just tell us to light it up. Thank you very much. All right. There he goes. bye, Nikki. That's Nicholas Diamond, ladies and gentlemen, all over the place there. And
so
the Redskins this week are playing the Panthers. Short week for your Washington Redskins. How are you feeling, Oscar? You think they got a chance to beat the Carolina Panthers?
Well, no, not after what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But look, it's fun to watch Adrian Peterson out basically all take all his naysayers and say, F you. But if he only does it every other week, then we have a problem.
You have 500 ball team. Yeah.
And as an older gentleman, I like to see a guy in his early 30s when running backs are usually washed up actually doing something fun. I hope that man comes out again this Sunday.
With the Eagles' victory, are they now first place in the division?
That division
man.
Is so terrible.
It's the worst.
Redskins are still in first place.
Yeah. Yeah, the Redskins can take solace in the fact that the Giants are in their division.
Yeah, it's like
they can
a gift,
take solace
isn't it?
In the fact that you know that the rebuilt offensive line of your New York Giants wasn't rebuilt at all. It was just taken from the scrap.
At the end of last night's game, all they were talking about was like, are they going to bench Eli? Is this going to happen? What's the story? Can Archie Manning save his son? And who cares?
Who cares?
Put somebody else in there. The guy's had a nice run.
With respect, you have to say this, too, that it is not, and believe me, you know that I'm a longtime Eli basher, but I have to tell you, this offensive line does more often than not get out there and suck. That's the problem with Eli Manning, but it's the New York Giants, okay? I'd like to see the New York Giants field a competitive football team. I don't need wins every week. It's just like the Redskins. You know, it's the disappointment.
Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest with you, with the NFL, parody is a word that comes up. I want to see some new faces. That's why I'll be rooting for the Cleveland Browns this weekend against the San Diego Chargers. And
Ravens last week.
Yeah. And, when you look through, it's just like, the Chiefs, the Patriots, another great game. It's just like they play every half hour. You know, it's a Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady will have a big game. Oh, how unique and exciting for the rest of the country. Anyway, that's it. That's the way I feel. Hey, before we get out of this break, I do want to say this. Did you see the Tom Hardy movie? Did you see Venom?
No,
You haven't seen Venom yet?
I disappointed everyone by not going to see Venom or The Star is Dying. I'm not sure what
A Star is Born is an incredible, wonderful film. I saw
Supernova.
That. I really, really enjoyed Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Well worth the time and the effort to go see this movie.
Does not create a black hole?
It's phenomenal. Okay. I thought they were great. I'm old enough to remember way, way, way back when Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand. This is infinitely better. It's better. The cameos in this with Sam Elliott, who I can see watch the grass grow. And you've also got Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey.
That's my Mikey pick of the week.
All right.
He is absolutely incredible in this movie. And she is just pure star power. She has a magic around her. And you're playing the original.
This is, I think this is Lady Gaga, isn't it?
You're ruining my review right here as far as you're doing Evergreen, which is from the old one. Like what, 1970s or something?
76, maybe?
76. Ageless and Evergreen. It was a big hit back in the day.
Huge
this is
hit.
Not the
this
same
one.
Before you were born. I'm very happy to point that out.
Why do they call her Babs?
That's just a shortening of Barbara.
Ah.
Any Barbara can be called Babs.
I didn't know that.
Very asked and answered. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back. Don't worry about I'm foregoing
so
because
I should take I should take my wife to Venom, is what you're saying.
Take her to Venom this weekend, and I've got news you may not need. We don't have to worry about Oscar's Day.
Oh, please.
You've given us enough this week.
Plenty.
You've given us enough. And so
I've also taken Mike.
I know. Thank you. We'll take a break.
Soft is an easy chair, Mike.
And more thrills on the mic.
Hello, this is Internet Sensation Toddy.
Toddy.
Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss.
At least.
At least it is. If you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show
hot
and click
days,
the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the CMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Throw your computer out.
You gotta love a guy who comes and interviews us, Mike, Toddy's, yes. And stays the whole day when he's done with the interview.
Yeah, he did. He stayed till 5.
At least he enjoyed it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Holiday Shopping Center. We are pushing this, and we want you to use it this weekend.
And you guys are shopping. I love the numbers.
Thank you very much. A change is coming to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're so excited about this. We are proud to announce it's no longer Amazon, people. Be aware of that. No longer do we have the affiliation. I really have to say that, not for any bad blood, for our wonderful relationship we have with Amazon, but we have moved on, and change is good. It's the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center, your 3-in-1 shopping destination. No more Amazon. Now it's Macy's, Target. Okay, you're going to do it every time. And Walmart. Thank you. Well, let's do it the right way, Rob. Let's try it again.
Please.
Macy's.com. Target.com. And Walmart.com. You already love these sites, but now they're even better because now when you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. You can shop like every day is a holiday.
Holidays.
Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. There's one stop for that, and you can do it. How are we with the app now? Is the app ready to go to that?
That update is rolling out here in the next week. It's on Apple's terms. We have the back end, and you're probably alluding to if you can shop through our links through the app. If that is the question, it is being updated. Once it gets approved by Apple, you will have the new app.
Hey, Apple.
All right, so for now, we just want
you
to go to the website.
Yes, please.
Even if you're on the phone, go on our site. That's where we want you to do it. If you need it, do it right now. Click through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Right now, we will let you know when it's available for the app. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the fearsome foursome of online shopping excellence. Now go spend money.
News!
Another reason I'm doing this is for this particular story. Kanye West, Jesus.
That guy.
And NFL legend.
Jesus.
Jim Brown had their lunch date with President Trump yesterday. Before they ate, they had a little powwow for the media in the Oval Office. I am so fed up with the lack of intervention on this douchebag that I can't even stand it anymore.
I mean, it was fun to watch, no?
It was, from an entertainment standpoint, but come on. I mean, it's the idiocracy in its purest form when you sit there. Kanye rambled again a lot. He commanded the conversation for most of 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Some of his interesting reasonably approaching a well-thought-out point were interspersed with a whole lot of off-the-top-of-his-head crap. He made the most sense talking about prison reform, bringing jobs back to America. But he's an entertainer. Come on. But, of course, he didn't stop there. Now, listen, there are entertainers everywhere. There are. But it's just he... Look, I don't know what you think, whether you think he's just that there's the mental illness factor here, that he's just
bipolar. A lot of people say he's bipolar. He says he's not.
Yeah. He asked liberals to stop insulting Trump because, quote, if he don't look good, we don't look good.
Like Vidal
right,
says
Kanye.
Soon.
Thank you.
Respect the
office. He said we have to reform education because school is boring. He suggested letting kids play basketball while they're learning math. He said that when his liberal friends tell him Trump is racist, he replies, quote, you think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall. Okay. And when he said President Bush didn't care about black people, it was because he had been, quote, programmed to think from a victimized mentality, a welfare mentality. He talked about his very high IQ and how he was never bipolar. He was just sleep deprived. It went on and on and on. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
As you said, it was 24 minutes, but I have a small montage of some of the highlights. If we could play it now, I think that would help
Let's
give the tone
it.
Of the meeting in the Oval Office.
I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
The I-Plane won.
All right. It's the battle of the narcissists, ladies and gentlemen. It's the narcissist that ate America.
Yeah, the I-Plane
won. Speaking of eating, Trump ate the whole thing up. He seemed particularly impressed with Kanye's, if he don't look good, we don't look good line. Yeah, shocker with that. Apparently, he didn't realize it was bitten from an old Vidal Sassoon tagline. But that's true.
I have to give Kimmel credit because when he talked about Kanye pitching him on a hydrogen-powered aircraft, he says, wasn't that the Hindenburg?
The hat is a dad hat.
It is.
Yeah. Like, it's a dad hat.
If you're going to wear the hat, make your own. That is a dad hat. It's embarrassing to see Kanye West wear it. It's embarrassing Kanye West saying the things he is in the Oval Office. And as far as the music fan, this is the hard part. I still like his music, but I
a lot
can't
of people like his
but
music.
But I can't get past the antics of what is happening right
Silly
now.
Silly antics.
Yeah. But if you think, and I do think this is possible, I really do, I think that it's possible that at the heart of this is a manager or a management team that is so smart to keep him controversial and keep him out there. Hating the Kardashians is massive for business.
Yep.
Hating Kanye is massive for business. It's everything people
We're
want.
We're living in a reality show.
I know, it's straight. The other day, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of my all-time favorites, he announced that he was going to play John Henry, a character from folklore who raced against a steam engine to prove he could dig a tunnel faster. I remember this story. Then he died just after winning the contest. This isn't going to be a retelling of the story. The Rock said his John Henry will, quote, lead an ensemble of the most popular folklore figures and legends from different cultures around the world. That is, if it happens at all. As you may know, The Rock is half black, half Samoan, and that's not enough for some people. The internet blew up over the news, saying his skin is too light or he hasn't done enough to identify as black to play this part. No word about the chaos from The Rock. We don't know what's going on. That's John Henry Robbs.
Is Phineas Gage a folklore hero?
Is Phineas Gage a folklore
hero? Who is Phineas Gage?
He was working on the railroad, and he had a rail... spike go through his skull, but he was still alive because it only hit a part of his brain.
That's a true story.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think maybe we'd be more likely to see like maybe Paul Bunyan and his Babe the Great Blue Ox.
I thought we were talking about a piece of Americana.
Yeah.
No, it's a folklore. It's a story.
John Henry!
48. All right. Turn
is
it
Jack
off.
And Jill a folklore?
No, that's a fairy tale.
Oh. Fairy tale. Thank you. Whatever. 48-year-old.
Johnny Appleseed.
Love the candy.
Idiocracy. 48-year-old Gina Stewart from Australia got the title of World's Hottest Grandma from Maxim Magazine. Yeah, she's a grandma. She's got a 1-year-old grandchild, but she still posts semi-nude and mostly nude photos on social media.
What's her name?
Constantly. Her name is Gina Stewart. Check her out. She's
research.
Hot. Unfortunately for her, a photo she just posted where she was sitting on a chair completely naked with her hair covering a very small portion of her left boob was too edgy for the gram.
Oh, she's rocking the gram?
And they gave her a warning and removed the photo. What was the problem? She's not sure. The guidelines say no nipple, and nipples were not being shown in the picture. There's a rumor she will be contacting the Horny Bob Spiewak law firm for guidance on this in the future to see what's happening.
Are you sure her first name isn't pronounced Gina?
Gina. Hi, Gina. How are you? A 33-year-old woman named Gina Lyons from London and her 35-year-old husband, Mark Lee, went on their honeymoon to Sri Lanka back in December, and they loved the small hotel they were staying at. One night, while they were about 12 glasses of rum deep, they found the hotel was going to shut down because the owners either couldn't or wouldn't make the lease payments. And when Gina and Mark found out those payments were around 40 grand total for 3 years, they bought the hotel on the spot. And it sounds like the Marigold, right? That best exotic Marigold hotel.
Yeah.
They signed a 3-year lease. Drunk, I guess. The problem is they're not rich. Once they sobered up, they panicked over what they'd done. But a deal is a deal there, Wade. So they sunk in. They committed. They sunk in another $8,000 for some renovations and reopened the hotel in July. They're calling it Lucky Beach Tangal. And they say, fortunately, business has been great. So sometimes when you make a drunken mistake, you know, it works.
That happened. Peter O'Toole was drinking. I think it might have been with Albert Finney. I forget the other guy.
Oh, and they wanted the place to stay open late, so they bought it.
I bought the bar.
I bought the bar just to keep it open late. Yes. Sometimes it doesn't go well, though. I bought one in Manassas, and it didn't do well. And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A guy outside Houston wanted to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs that were crawling all over his body on Tuesday. But instead of a quick how-to search on Google, he came up with his own life hack idea that involves spraying himself down with brake cleaning fluid. It's not clear if the brake cleaner killed the bugs or if they were even there to begin with.
Right, there's always that.
But once he was coated in the stuff, he tried to vacuum the bugs off his body. Now, what he didn't realize is that brake cleaner is extraordinarily flammable. A spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes, causing an explosion. Oh, I didn't know he had another one. That blew out a whole wall of his double-wide trailer.
Oh, no, the trailer.
He was seriously injured, and cops haven't been able to ask him a lot of questions yet, but they found a bunch of empty brake cleaner cans in his house. And they think, drugs or alcohol may have played a part
His
decision-making. You know, I only have one thought on this. It is just a shame that the explosion didn't blow him all the way to Florida, where he belongs. Blow him clean across the Gulf of Mexico, baby.
He landed in Tallahassee.
There he is. Not a good place to be right now. We'll take a break. Come back with the last news, the last audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Oh, wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you looking for song?
No, it's up to you. I like it just as prose as well. It's a wonderful lyric.
Bam, bam, ba-da. Turn that other stuff down. Da-da, da-da, da-da. The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter. The winds blow colder. Suddenly you're older, and all because you haven't purchased a bonus package. Yeah!
Wonderful.
You jerk face. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. That's right. Rob and I are channeling Garland.
Garland!
And it still has the scent, our bonus show, that is, of Judy Garland's freshly cleaned dressing room.
boy.
Also, Gourds. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please don't let it get away. Buy the bonus show. P.S. Don't mix pills and booze. Remember that, all right? Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, October 12th. There's a tell.
Friday
October 12th, 2018. Take it away.
Mike, you did not have a Florida story today, so I give you Orlando.
Orlando.
A-Line Orlando.
Where the lady was asked to remove her support animal from the Frontier Airlines flight because it was a squirrel.
Mm. Unbelievable. I saw a picture of this online. I didn't get deep into it.
Though. She called in advance and said, is it okay to bring a support animal on a flight? They said yes. I guess they were probably anticipating a dog. But it was a squirrel, and it became a whole thing, and guess what? Now she's pissed.
So we either you walk off the plane, or I'm going to arrest you. There will be trespassing warrants issued for you. And
you stop it right there.
We will.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wanted to hear the sound of a voice of a woman who keeps a f***ing squirrel for a support animal, you're hearing it right now. Let's listen
Take
to her again.
That squirrel. I said, you're not taking my squirrel. Sorry. You Sorry. Are not. I refuse. You will not take my baby from me. I politely informed them I will own a big portion
bird.
Of this airline.
Oh, chicken.
I'm going for blood. I am going all the way. I am contacting an attorney.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're as American can be.
He wants all the nuts.
I like the fact that she says, I'm going all the way. I'm going to contact an attorney. Don't you think if you're going all the way, that might have been already done?
All the way, May.
We asked the squirrel mic for content.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
So,
Rocky.
We wish them all the best. Can I do one more Florida story?
Yeah, go right ahead.
You can do what you want, man.
If you have a gas station... And you build a gas station, has a convenience store, has a microwave in it so people can warm their burritos and whatnot.
Yes.
Keep in mind, it's not good if your gas station is close to not one, but two meth labs where they actually test people to know if they are clean of meth. So I guess it's not a meth lab, more of a clinic. When you fake your urine sample, it needs to be warm, right?
Yes.
Right.
So you
never faked one, but I guess that's what it is.
So let's go to Parul Patel, who owns this gas station near the meth testing place, and the trouble they got at their gas station.
We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers. They're just random people walking. Ugh. And when we try to stop these kind of people, they become so aggressive with us. She started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose?
Oh,
and that gave me idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this
there
is
you go.
Only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
So
I'm with her. I'm totally with her. And she put a sign up. Good for her. That's so disgusting.
If you go to a convenience store and you see a sign above the microwave that says this is for food use only, not for urine, know that it's clean. Because one's using it for urine.
And listen, if you're going to warm your urine up, make sure you put a paper towel over the container.
Gross.
And remember.
That's what I thought about. That's so nasty.
It's that a number so four is that for 40 seconds is what you want to do.
Is that soup or urine?
Oh, God. That's so. That you know what? They empty pools.
I know.
Like, in totality, you have to throw those microwaves away completely. I'm going to throw up. That's so nasty.
All right. So
very, very nasty.
That's Jacksonville, if you want to put a pin in it. Okay.
Thank you.
In McDonald's, this went viral a day or so ago. A guy took the straw in his drink. And you know how if you take the straw in and out of the drink and blow on it, you get a different tone, right?
Okay.
It's sort of like a slide whistle, sort of. But he was beatboxing with the straw in the lid. He was just standing in McDonald's and someone taped him. This is pretty cool. So I want you to remember that and also recall a couple shows ago when we had Yoko Ono's version of Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven.
What if we combined
them?
Did you
do this or did somebody else do this?
I think you're going to enjoy what I did here. Check this out.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Much better.
It is.
It's easy if you try.
Wait, pause. Did someone just yell 88?
I think so, yeah.
Like your orders?
Yeah, because it's in a McDonald's. It's in a McDonald's. So anyway, that's how you fix Yoko Ono. You beatbox behind it, and then you microwave your urine.
Wow.
Let us close with this. As a comedian, his name is Kevin Fredericks. He loves the Twitter, and he posted a video. This went viral yesterday. I think this is very funny. He says, I don't like to yell at my kid, but I feel he deserved it. And it was a picture before you hit play on the video holding up a report card. So this is him yelling at his son.
You understand that you got 90% above all the stuff and outstanding. I am so proud of you. You are doing amazing in school. You are totally killing it. I love you.
It's great because it's a little kid smiling the whole time. I just thought that was pretty funny. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. It's getting close. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.